Hey, you're listening to episode 5 of the Intentional Mind podcast, and I'm your host, Angela Barnard. This is a show all about helping you intentionally design your life using the power of your mind, faith, and energy. And on this episode, we're talking about all of that to help you shift out of those states where you might be feeling anxious, overwhelmed, stressed out. A lot of times we're told that we should just think positive. And that will cause us to have the life that we want, right? And of course, your mind plays such a role in everything that you create. Like, I can preach that all day long, but we all know that it's not that easy just to think positive when you're feeling really low, right? If it was, everybody would probably be doing it. So in this episode, we're going beyond just thinking positive. We're looking at really how does your brain work and what are some strategies that you can implement that will help shift you out of feeling stressed, anxious, overwhelmed when you feel like you really are struggling to think positive and really just manage your thoughts. Is there something else that we can do? Well, yes, there is. I got a lot of strategies for you. So let's get on with the show. In this episode, we're talking about the catabolic states and how to shift out of them. So if you're like, catabolic, what are you talking about? Make sure that you go to the last episode, if you haven't listened to it, where we dive deep into the different kinds of energy levels, because I really want you to understand what catabolic energy is, because if you can recognize it, then you can really shift out of it. So this episode, I really just want to talk about the shifting out of it, because we know that it can be destructive. Okay, so I'm talking about those kinds of feelings that you might feel when you're at the highest range of catabolic energy. So level 1 and some of that level 2 in there. So you might be feeling self-doubt there, anxiety, overwhelm, sadness, just all around stressed out. That stuff. So I have some strategies for each and every one of those kinds of feelings that we can talk about. Now, before we get on to that, let's talk about just a story I have for you real quick where I shifted down to a lower level, but I didn't stay there. Now, that is the goal in my life. Like, I'm going to be human. I'm going to experience all of these different kinds of feelings, but I don't want to be walking around living my life where I'm constantly stressed out or overwhelmed or sad. Like, I don't want that to be my life. And I know that you don't want that for you either. So recently, we had our podcast launch, and it was about a week ago as the time of me recording this, and it was awesome. So thank you so much for those who showed up and got on the podcast and left reviews. Just like from the bottom of my heart, that means so much, because that's how people can find this. And for you that came out for the vision party online and you took the time to just have some time for you to do a meditation, to vision what it is that you want in your life. And you did it alongside of some other people doing the same thing, being intentional with their lives. And if you missed out on that, we had so much fun. So you don't want to miss out on a bunch of the future ones, because we do plan on having a lot more of those. So just be checking out my social media at Intentional Mind Podcast or at Ange Barnard. There, I'm going to just be sharing when we're going to have these kinds of events. And it's really just fun, because like energy, like attracts, you're around people that want to be intentional. It just feels good. And we danced and it was just a blast. So anyways, I'm so grateful because my laptop was working good for all of this launch, the party, all of it. Right. I got done with all of that the next morning, maybe the next day after that, very quickly after, my computer was freaking out, guys. It was like purple, blue, yellow, like all these flashing colors on the screen. I'm like, what the heck? So my first thought was just feeling really defeated. And I kind of went down to a 1. Like, of course this would happen when I've decided I'm going to be a podcaster. And the thing that I need to do is to show up consistently, right? All these thoughts start coming in. That's level 1 stuff kicking in. And then I was like, no, we are not going to stay there. So I was like shifting myself to a 3. And I asked myself, what can you do about this? What can you do? Instead of sitting here feeling sorry for yourself, what can you do? Now, that is a strategy that you can implement. That's a coaching question you can ask yourself. It makes your brain think at a different level. It makes your brain think at a higher awareness level that has less catabolic energy associated with it. Okay? So sometimes this works well, like if you're not really high in the catabolic state. Now, if you're someone that's feeling super, super depressed or anxious and someone says that to you, it might not give you the shift that you need because it's too much at that time. So for me, this worked. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go to a store and I'm going to see if someone can help me. So at the time, we were in my husband's original hometown in a small town in Indiana, and they have a PC store. So we went there, and in a nutshell, they were basically like, yeah, you're probably going to have to get the whole screen replaced. And that's more of like a Mac thing. So they're more PC, and they're like, it's going to be a lot more pricier. And like, you're like, ugh. So you kind of go back down to the one again, right? We're always shifting. And then I went back again. I said, well, what can you do? And I told myself, well, you can call Apple or find somebody that fix Apple products and see if they can do it when you get to South Carolina. So that's what I did. I called a local company that was owned by this husband and wife that were super sweet, long story short. And they're like, yeah, bring it in and we'll tell you what's wrong with it for free. And then you can decide what to do from there. So as soon as we got off the plane and when we got to South Carolina, we brought the laptop in. And this is a little side note, but it is relevant. This couple, they were so kind, letting us stay in there, helping us call AppleCare. Mind you, if Apple was to fix it, that means that we're not giving money to them, right? But they were just genuinely concerned about helping us. And they even talked to the AppleCare people. And long story short, we were able to get it fixed from AppleCare. Mind you, I don't even have the insurance or anything, but this is another side note. It was due to my husband's persistence and like continually to talk to people. He talked to, I think, like four different people and kept pressing as to why this should be covered, because truly, like, the guy had told us that it was due to like opening and closing my Mac so much and it just wore out the cable flex thing. And apparently the previous years this had been recalled, but with my newer model it wasn't recalled. So we kind of advocated for why it should be fixed, and it was supposed to be like $600. And this couple, their company is called iRevive, and it's in Greenville, South Carolina. And just such genuine people. Like, the husband celebrated with us when we found that it was going to be, they were going to take care of it, pay for it. He was like, yeah, awesome, you know. And then mind you, this is taking away income from him because now we're not paying to get it done there. And he stayed later and just so kind. And I was like, what? Your kindness needs to be rewarded. Like, it will be rewarded for sure. Just because when you're putting that out into the world, like, that only comes back to you. And it made me think about, like, who do I want to be? I want to be the kind of person that highlights the good in the world. So I was like, Ian, we're leaving them a review. Like, I want to, let's go get them a gift card, because I just want to honor them for being these genuinely kind people. And I think a lot of us will show up and write like negative reviews, you know, or we'll be quick to complain, but we're not quick to praise. And we don't go out of our way to highlight the good. And I've been experiencing this because even as like so many of you have wrote reviews for the podcast, and from the bottom of my heart, that means so much because it took your time and it's not super convenient to do. But you're the kind of person that's going to go out of your way to highlight the good in the world. And I'm going to be that same kind of person. I'm going to do more of that. I vow to be that way. So that's a way of, I guess, shifting out of catabolic energy, is deciding who you want to be. But if you use the question of what can you do, because a lot of times when you're in those lower levels, you'll complain a lot, you'll feel very frustrated, and you kind of stew on things. But if you say, what can I do? And you just take action, that can help shift you. Now, if you're really deeply ingrained in those lower levels, you might not be able to shift yourself with a question like that. Now, that's just a coaching question that makes your brain think at a higher awareness level. Because when you're taking action, you're taking responsibility. That's a level 3 versus the level 1 where you're not doing anything and just feeling defeated and overwhelmed. So that's where that shift is happening. Now, if you have the energy levels guide, that you can find it on my website at intentionalmindpodcast.com. If you scroll down to the bottom, it should be there somewhere. And anyways, that will help you kind of figure out what kinds of questions you can ask yourself to shift. But sometimes it's not that easy to do that. So let's talk about the other kinds of feelings that you might feel that are very common, and like, how can you shift out of those states? So you have self-doubt that a lot of us experience, anxiety, overwhelm, sadness. I'm going to touch on every single one of those and give you a strategy that you can use that goes beyond just asking yourself a coaching question, right? Okay, so let's start with self-doubt. So a lot of times this shows up when we're about to do something that might feel a little scary and that's out of our comfort zone. So maybe if you're going to speak at some event or you're going to have an interview or meet somebody new, that self-doubt might kick in, right? Or really when you do anything new. Now, a lot of times when that is pretty, when you're heavy in that, especially right before the thing that's new to you is happening, you might not be able to ask yourself a question to shift yourself out. It might just not happen. So something that you can do is look at how your body is showing up, like literally changing the position of your body because your mind and body are connected. Now, if we can't control the mind, like I shouldn't even use the word control, but if we can't really shift what we're thinking by asking the question, working on the mental kind of side of it, then physically we can do something that will change our hormones because our hormones is what causes us to feel the self-doubt, to feel anxious, to feel whatever we're feeling. It's our hormones. Now, we can't consciously say hormones change and they'll change, but we can consciously move our body in a position that will change our hormones. Mind-body connection. Okay, so you know that when there's like a football game, I always give this example, but there's a football game and we know who the winners are. Let's say you just see the end of the football game. We know who they are because they stand and they look like winners. They often have their hands up. They stand nice and tall, nice open body. Yay, I won, you know, put the hands up. Whereas like the losers will do what? They'll put their head down and kind of like look at the ground as they walk off the field, right? So, and you'll often hear people say that somebody looks sad. Well, what makes someone look sad? Their body position. They're looking down. They're crunched up. They're in that defeated position. When someone looks angry, what makes them look angry? The tenseness on their face, the shoulders up to the ears, the clenched fists, right? So now their thoughts and their feelings are controlling what's happening in their body. Now, the reverse can be true as well. We can kind of shift our body into a different position. And when we hold that in a position for 2 minutes or more, we can really change the hormones. So if you're feeling really self-conscious or like that self-doubt is kicking in, what you can do is shift your body into those kind of power winning kind of poses. Like, you know, if you just won something, you stand tall, open chest, the power poses some of us have heard about. We open up our chest and I like to actually roll my shoulder blades in, really open up my chest and hold myself there for at least 2 minutes. And that can really help change your hormones and make you feel better. So I am very conscious of this when I'm about to do something that I might be nervous about, like speaking in front of people or interview or something like that. I remember I was in an interview for this consulting role and I was meeting another consultant at a Starbucks. And before she came in, I was waiting for a little bit. She was running late and I was writing, like initially I was taking notes, just kind of looking through stuff. And then I was like, no, I can't do this because I'm like crunched down, looking down and in some ways generating a lot of that fear of flight hormones with my body. I was already feeling a little nervous. So something I could do instead was to open my body. So I literally just sat taller. I rolled my shoulder blades in. I opened up my chest and I just sat there. So when she came in, I felt much more confident because those hormones were then being released because our hormones cause us to feel a certain way. This is us being very conscious about how we're showing up. Now, the next episode, Deanna, the women's health nurse practitioner, is going to come on and share with us a little more about hormones. And hormones just play a huge role in how we feel and therefore the results we have in our life. So it's really important to really take note of this. And like, what can we do to get our hormones to the levels that we need to be the kind of people that we want to be? That's important. So that's something you can do. Now, adding a little more of that kind of body stuff. Let's talk about anxiety. So many of us experience anxiety, and it's really when we're not being in the present moment. We're concerned about what happened before, what we did before, or what is going to happen in the future. It's really out of the present moment. So something that you can do is to just first off recognize what state your body's in. It's in that flight or fight again. The sympathetic nervous system is activated, flight or fight. And in a nutshell, stress. it's activated. Now, releasing all those other stress-related hormones. And it causes us to really have a hard time being here right now because we're too focused around either hiding or running away. And that's because of what's happening in our body on a hormonal level. Okay, so what we can do is shift back into really activating the parasympathetic nervous system. This is more where rest and relaxation comes in. Now, if you've ever been in a state where you're really stressed, you'll notice that your digestive system really takes a hit. Like you might be more constipated, things like that, because your body isn't focused on digestion. It's focused on flight or fight. Now, rest, digest. So how do we get back into that other state? What you can do is consciously focus on your breath, because that is something that you can focus on. You can change your breath. Now, you can't change your hormones and be like, hormones change, right? But we can control our breath. We can control the position of our body. So then these situations, we're focusing on what we can control. So what you can do is start to take really deep breaths. You've heard of this. Now, I always tell this story. When I used to teach career transition classes, I had this guy come up to host a little brainstorm session. We always broke out and did like brainstorm sessions. And he was the speaker. I was like, hey, you're going to speak in front of everyone and just summarize your guys' notes. And he's like, oh, I haven't done that. And he seemed like he was fine with it. And most of the time when you're working with military, and that's primarily who I worked with, they've had a lot of opportunities for public speaking and been put in a lot of situations where they naturally would be uncomfortable. So they're usually pretty good. You can say, hey, speak in front of everyone. And for the most part, they'll be pretty good about it. Well, this guy had a lot of fear around it. And I didn't know this. So once he got up there, he literally froze like a deer in headlights. Flight or fight, bam, kick in. That sympathetic nervous system took over and he just froze. So anyways, I said, so I kind of just paused and I remember there's a firefighter in the class and he said, hey man, it's okay. Just take 3 deep breaths. And all of a sudden we heard him. He was like, and guys, he started talking normally like it wasn't even a thing. Didn't even stutter over a word. What happened was he was able to shift into that parasympathetic state. He got out of the sympathetic state that kept in that flight or fight kind of response. Now, I just listened recently to a neuroscientist and he had so much wisdom. And he was talking about another way you can use your breath, which he said is the fastest way. Hear me now, the fastest way to shift out of a state where you feel very stressed or anxious. And he said that what you can do is take 2 breaths in, and then exhale. So it's 2 breaths instead of 1 and then a longer exhale. And we do this naturally. Like when we're under a lot of stress, like if you've ever seen someone like sobbing, they will do something like you've heard that, right? And that is their body naturally trying to bring in more oxygen because there's too much carbon dioxide in. And that happens when there's too much stress happening. So you can just do that. Knowing that that's going to help you, you just breathe in 2 breaths and then exhale. And this is what he said was the fastest way to shift us out of that state when you really can't do it with your own mind, if you will. Like just by thinking something different. Well, physically, just do this and that'll help you. I thought that was really cool wisdom. So that's something I'm going to start implementing. I'm going to start doing that. Yep. Okay. So we're moving on to overwhelm. Now, when your mind is so busy and there's so much stuff happening, like all these things that you got to do, like this is a big one for me, overwhelm. I am someone who likes to do a lot of things and I'm engaged in a lot of projects at once. And there's a lot of thoughts happening in my mind all the time. So what I do that I didn't know had a lot of scientific backing to it was what I do is I do what's called a thought download. That's what I call it. And basically, I just write down anything that's in my mind that is just holding space in there. And sometimes it's not all organized. It can be like, you know, get a pineapple, get the cat food, call on this thing. Oh, shoot, you got to think of the podcast episodes you want. Like all of these random things that are there, I just literally write them all down. And I try to do this every single morning. There is this concept called morning pages. If you're familiar with Julia Cameron, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, Google it. Anyways, I spend the morning doing morning pages where I just write down 3 pages of whatever is happening in my mind. I just write it down first thing in the morning. And it's kind of like downloading anything that's taking up space and like taking it out. So it's not taking up space. Think about it like a computer. Like I'm going to move it to another drive, if you will. So it reduces the space and it speeds things up. So it's not like slowing me down if you think of a computer. And really, you need to do that. It's like clearing it out. It's like taking the trash out sometimes. Whatever is in there taking up space. We got to do that. So every morning since I've been doing that, that has been super helpful. I also create lists of like things that I can quickly do right now, just future ideas. Like I separate them into different categories. And that's super helpful because it's just a way of getting it all out of my mind versus just keeping up space in there and making me feel overwhelmed. So let's talk about what the science kind of says about this. So studies have found that when you actually journal and you write out all the things that are happening in your mind, you reduce the response in your amygdala. This is the part of the brain that is responsible for really activating the systems that are involved in like protecting you from danger, those kind of flight or fight kind of responses. You reduce the activity in there. When you're taking out the thoughts, you're shifting yourself out of a catabolic state, reducing the stress. It's like literally hitting brakes on the emotional responses that like, you know, the catabolic kind of emotional responses. You literally, bam, hit the brake on it. So it's super helpful to do this. So if you can incorporate this in your life every day, it's really going to serve you. And you can start small, maybe with one page or whatever. But if you're feeling overwhelmed, instead of trying to like do all the things and be all like, ah, blah, 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 and you're feeling like that, stop and literally do a download so your system can operate more efficiently and faster. Get that out. Just write it all down. Doesn't matter what order it's in. And then you can separate it into categories. And then you can decide what to do with it even after that, like when you're going to start working on different things. All right, cool. Let's move on to sadness. So you cannot feel sad without bringing an image in your mind that causes you to feel sad. Try it. Try being sad without bringing an image up. It's not going to work. Our brain is very visual. So this is good news because what it means is that images also cause us to feel joy. We have to bring up a joyful image for us to feel that way or one that sparks joy. Now, I want you to think about your brain as a Google search bar, right? So if you search for really sad things, like you could bring up those images in your mind. Like right now, if I asked you to think about losing someone that you loved and you really thought about it, it could bring you to tears because images would pop in your mind that would cause that. Now, on the flip side, if I asked you to bring in images, like images in that are related to joy or just times, funny things like that. Or if I said something like, when's the last time you laughed and what was it about? Like some kind of image would pop up in your mind. Have you noticed that at funerals, some funerals will be filled with joy. Like people will be like sharing stories about how the person that they lost, like how funny they were or like stuff like that, you know, and people will laugh together. I remember at my grandpa's funeral, we were just laughing about like he used to eat all this candy that most of us would say is like the grossest candy. And we were laughing about the candy that he used to eat. And why? Because we were bringing up images in our mind of joy. We were very conscious of doing that. We could spend the whole time talking about all of the negative things, but we didn't. We wanted to highlight the good. We wanted to celebrate his life, right? So that takes effort on your end. It's you being conscious of how you want to show up. So you can do that. If you're feeling down, something that I like to do is I love to like look back at videos in my phone. Or like travel videos I've made or little clips, pictures, and I just scroll through it and I like will find myself like laughing out loud about like just funny things. Like there was the other day my nephew woke up and was screaming when I was visiting my sister that he wanted ice cream for breakfast. And not that we were like laughing at his sadness, but it was kind of funny because he was just like, I want ice cream, you know, and like we're just laughing at like some days we wake up and we feel the same way, you know. All right, so this tip actually makes me think of rejoice always. It's something that we've heard biblically and things like that. And I remember being in a small group and thinking, like, really? Like, in a really horribly sad situation, we're supposed to just rejoice? Like, how does that work? And then I looked up actually what rejoice means. And rejoice means to bring joy to. So we are called to bring joy to every situation. So I think a lot of us just need to be more intentional about sparking more joy in our lives. Something that I did recently, because I was inspired to do it, because I was reading this other book written by some other neuroscientist. I geek out on this stuff all day long. And he was saying that it's really helpful to take time throughout the day to spark joy for yourself. Like, he called it pleasure. And think about what little things that you can do that really make you feel good. And he gave so many examples, but I made this board. He called it a pleasure board. Like, and you pull up images and just say that every day you're going to do some of those things that bring that joy for you. So on my board was dancing. I like to dance to, like, Justin Bieber songs. And I know, don't judge me, but I love it. And then hug my cat. Even just like washing my face with like really warm water and like a hot towel, holding like a cup of tea, lighting a candle. These are things that like bring me joy. And that is very intentional. Like, I do that throughout the day. All right. So we gave you a lot of strategies that you can implement that will shift you out of the catabolic state. And if you want to go over all of these again or just have notes for them, I want you to know that every podcast episode has show notes associated with it on my website, intentionalmindpodcast.com. You go to resources and then podcasts, and then it has a podcast number and you can find the notes. And I literally write down all the strategies and things like that. So if you ever want to go back, just know it's always there for you. All right, so next week, Deanna's coming on, and she is going to share with us about our hormones. And remember, she is the women's health nurse practitioner. She's got a lot of wisdom around that. So if you've ever been like me and you're curious around, like, how do I balance my hormones? Like, what does that even mean? And I know that I need to reduce stress. And you have those kinds of questions, it's going to be a really good episode. All right, I will see you guys next week. Make sure to show the love, share. Come back here every Thursday. Have an awesome week. Go rejoice. Bring the joy to every situation. All right. Bye.